The monthly seasonal report shows that New South Wales continued to experience widespread drought conditions during May, although the intensity did ease in some areas. 97% of the state is now in some form of drought. Rainfall has been below average. Crop growth is also below average, and on-farm storages also continue to be very low. And the Bureau of Meteorology indicates a low chance of exceeding medium rainfall for the next 3 months. Minister Adam Marshall says the drought is unfortunately dragging on.
Yeah, that's right, Michael. You've pretty much summed it up. There have been some pockets in the state that have had some reasonable falls, and in normal conditions, those falls would see some of those winter crops really kick on. But basically, it's just nowhere near enough to move the needle at all and make any difference. Really, the only positive news is there is a small area that is really recovering from drought or starting to emerge from it down in the south coast around the Bega Valley. But other than that, that's why we still have that 97% figure is in drought or intense drought conditions. And for a lot of areas, there's not really going to be any, unfortunately, any positive news or any signs of improvement probably now until springtime.
That's the thing, because in winter we don't normally get a lot of rainfall, do we?
No, we don't. And in some areas of the state, especially the Tablelands areas, it's too cold now to get any pasture growth anyway. Any rain's good to top up water storages on farm dams, but in terms of pasture growth, we've passed the point there. And in other parts of the state, we just got to wait now till spring, and fingers crossed something positive happens.
But I guess the question is, those people that have decided they didn't have enough rain and didn't have enough subsoil moisture to put a crop in as well, and that might be people, there's quite a number of farmers out there that are looking at 3 years of no crop.
Yeah, that's right. I was out at Walgett for Warrina just the other day, and yeah, it is bang on 3 years for them since they've had a crop, really. 2016 was their last year, so for them it's just another devastating blow among many. And yeah, I mean, you just keep not only looking to the skies, looking to the forecast, and think, God, our luck's got to turn soon, surely.
Now, and so I guess that it flows on to being below average in crop. We've seen that in the ABARES report today here for New South Wales. Also below average, I would imagine, for pasture growth, below average for on-farm water storages too.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, since the drought has taken hold in right largely across the state, we've seen a 22% write down in the gross value of the product, agricultural product, in the state. So we've basically wiped more than a fifth of the production in ag in New South Wales off as a result of this drought, and some sectors have been hit much harder than others, and we've seen a huge downturn in the number of cattle and sheep. The reduction in the cattle and sheep herds across the state as well. And of course, croppers will tell you, many of them haven't got a crop in for the second, some third year in a row. So yeah, there's as we look around the state, unfortunately there's not much good news, aside from if you are able to keep a bit of condition on your sheep or cattle. I mean, obviously commodity prices are still very, very strong, and that has been one of the saviours for many.
But we are starting to see where people are quitting, getting out, and saying they can't face another winter of feeding.
Yeah, that's right. And luckily, in a way, at least they'll for their stock, they'll get a reasonable price. That does, though, present another and largely, greater challenge. That is, when conditions turn around, the lack of availability of stock, people looking to restock, prices go even higher, and then you've got, what do people do to try and actually buy back in, or do they make the decision to simply at that point get out altogether? So we've got a few big challenges on the horizon. One, to manage to help the industry as a government get through drought, but then a bigger question, when conditions start to really turn around, about what we do to help those that have sold, that have destocked completely, get back into the market. So, Yeah, we've got to cross that bridge when we get to it, but there's some discussions happening around that already.
Now, with the drought assistance you announced yesterday, or you and the Premier and the Deputy Premier announced yesterday, the $350 million no interest loans to buy various things to help out on the farm. What sort of things are we talking about there? So can you go into a bit more detail about what that refers to and what you're eligible for there?
Sure. So basically, based on a lot of feedback I've had, Michael, since coming into the portfolio, I've made some changes in the parameters of that fund. So now that funding will be able to be used for anything related to connected to farm productivity. So whether not just drought, farm productivity. So whether that's exclusion fencing, silos, new feeders, even to the point of actually being able to buy fodder, that money will be able to be expended for that purpose. So if you combine that with the $40,000 now, the slight increase on the cap for the transport subsidies and the removal of the minimum and maximum distance caps on that, so that you actually get a true 50% subsidy, for some, they will be able to use the Farm Innovation Fund to actually help them purchase fodder and then the transport subsidy to cover half the cost of getting it to their property. So it does represent a big change in the parameters of what that money can be spent on. And I think that's the right decision. I really do, because it reflects the changing needs of farmers based on just the length and the impact that the drought's now having.
Now, yesterday on the program, we got a text which was saying there's rorting going on. And I guess I wanted to put this to you as well, where people are claiming for earthworks that hasn't been done. They're claiming money back. I guess with fake invoices, the people get a kickback, earth movers, and the farmers get a bit of a kickback from the cash. This is happening apparently in Tamora. Are you aware of that? Are you looking into things like that?
I'm not aware of that individual case, and I'd encourage that person, if they've got details of that, to please make either the Rural Assistance Authority aware or contact my office, and I'll make sure that's properly investigated. But all of the grants, subsidies and assistance that is provided through the Rural Assistance Authority is audited. There are spot audits that are done on a number of those applications. Obviously, we don't do an audit on every single one, and this is, I guess, the tough thing, because if we put that requirement on, it would massively slow down the ability to get the funding and assistance out to farmers in a timely fashion. So we've got a balancing act to do. You want to get all the assistance out. You don't want to put any barriers in the way, and that's why we've changed it, so that you don't have to, if you've already had assistance, you don't have to put in any more applications. I don't want farmers wasting their time doing more paperwork if we've already got their details and their circumstances haven't changed. But at the same time, this is taxpayers' money, and we have an obligation to make sure that it's spent wisely. So if there are examples of that that people are aware of, then please provide the information. I'll make sure that's followed up, because I don't want to see, and no one wants to see any rorting or using of the funds inappropriately, because that's taking money away that could go to someone who actually does want to use it properly. So I'll be happy to follow that one up.
Minister for Agriculture, Adam Marshall.